I'm your host, Jace Edwards, and of course, we have got something happening over at the Fantasy Springs. Now, I was talking a little bit earlier about what's going on at the Velvet Palms. Now, that's the nightclub. That's tomorrow night. That's with a bunch of Playboy models and bunnies and the release of the May issue. You could be joining us for that. Chicks get in free, by the way. Dude, you know where you need to be then. But the cool thing is if you get to the Fantasy Springs a little bit earlier, you can check out some killer comedy over there at the Fantasy Springs Improv. And joining us here in studio, we have got a couple of the comics that you guys actually performed. Did you guys perform last night too?
Yeah, we did a show last night. We did a show the night before, and then we got a show tonight and two shows on Saturday.
We got Dat Fan in the studio here with us, along with Clarabelle. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Now, okay. Dat, let's get with you first real quick here, because I just got to say, you did the Last Comic Standing show.
Yes, I was the original winner to Last Comic Standing on NBC.
And how is that? I mean, because you were doing comedy well before that, obviously.
Yeah, Jace, I think I was up in Seattle, where you're originally from, and I toured up there, and I've been going around the country. I have a bunch of movies coming out. I just filmed one with John Goodman.
Really?
Coming out the end of this year, called Spring Break 83. So,
Spring Break 83.
I play a very non-Asian stereotypical role called Something Wong. You guys are going to really enjoy it. It's going to be great. It's almost like Long Duck Dong, but even worse.
Beautiful. And what's that one called again?
It's called Spring Break 83, coming out early 2009.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's it like working with John Goodman?
He's actually quite quiet off stage, believe it or not. He's kind of introverted. Amazingly.
Really?
Yeah. Very quiet conversations. He actually turns it on when the camera turns on, but when the camera's off, it's amazing. He's a very nice guy. He's much quieter than I anticipated.
Now, see, that's the cool thing about, a lot of people are like, oh, well, God, you know, someday I want to be an actor. You want to be an actor, be a comedian first.
Right. And, you know, I have nothing but respect for actors. I'm not going to claim that I'm an actor. I do comedy acting.
You're not
stuff
doing Shakespeare.
No, not even.
Unless it's funny.
Yeah, unless I'm Shatner or Sulu. Yeah, Sulu here. It's time for warp time or whatever it is. Yeah, there's no way. I can't do the acting, man. I don't even like to read.
So you said you got a couple of projects coming out. What's the other one?
Yeah, we have a movie called Distant Country filmed in Thailand. And also a couple movies. We're working on a project with Tom Sizemore. And then I also have a movie called Yellow Fever, a movie called Johnny Tiger filmed in Thailand as well. And I think we're working on a deal with Disney and a few other things. I work voiceovers for Family Guy. CD, DVD coming out, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Man, now is this all stemming from the notoriety you got from Last Comic Standing? I mean, was that a really good launching point for you?
Before Last Comic Standing, I was like pretty much homeless, living out of my car, and then I lived out of my Saturn. I'm not even a normal Asian guy. I didn't even have a Honda. I had a Saturn SL1, you know what I mean? But after I won the show, I was able to tour around the country. I'm headlining and doing the improvs, for example, you know, out here in Indio with Clara.
That's right. Clara Bell, also in studio. Now, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, hi.
I don't have a movie to plug.
Oh, no, that's okay. You're cute. It's all good.
Please describe it to the audience right
now. Yeah. Oh, well, let's see here.
Stick it down a notch, people.
So now, how have you been? What you been up to lately?
Well, I just moved to LA from New York City not too long ago.
Big change.
Big change, yes, absolutely. I live on a one-floor walk-up now, you know, much much better. but, you know, no, I'm here this week and working with Dat, and that's it, working at the improv. And just
now, what's the difference between the comedy audiences? Because you did comedy in New York, yeah?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now you're coming out here, you're in LA, you're doing comedy out here. Is it true that you get the, you know, the LA vibe is, you know, I'm too cool for anything? Is it harder to get a laugh in LA than it is in New York?
Well, you know, for some people it might be, but I wouldn't know about that. No, it's been good. LA's been great. You know, New York was a good place to work out. You know, fun place to live for a while, and hopefully I'll get to go back, but you know, LA's been good. A lot of shows and good shows and
awesome
fun times. Yeah.
And now you've got tonight. You've got the
two shows tomorrow night. Yeah.
And two shows tomorrow night. So it's 8 o'clock tonight and then 8 and 10 tomorrow night over at the Improv over there at Fantasy Springs. And remember, tomorrow night, after you get done with either show tomorrow night, just make your way over to the Velvet Palms so you can come hang out with us. Dat, so what can we expect, man? What do we got coming up for us tonight and tomorrow night?
You can find out, there's info on datfan.com, DATPHAN.com. And it has it links to over the Indio, you know, the Fantasy Springs website. And also, you know, I'll be doing my classical jokes where I'm like, that fang, my son is so crazy. Why you date the white girl? You crazy, you know. And I'll do all the other voice, young Jedi, you know, that fang, white. All that stuff. All the voices. We have Clara. She's beautiful and funny as well. She's coming. She's a French comedian. And then we also have Mike Burton.
Mike Burton.
Yeah, we have a white guy there too. White Jewish guy. Like, we all form Voltron in the end. It's Vietnamese, French, white guy, Jewish together, you know, out in Palm Springs, Indio. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I would do different characters and voices. We all have different styles. Clara's got her New York style of comedy, and, you know, we just want to make everybody laugh out here.
Now, you said you're doing voices for Family Guy.
Yes, I do Jackie Chan's voice. I don't want no trouble. I just want to be a friend. You know, I do Jackie Chan's voice and also helicopter pilots. A lot of Asian voices I do on it. Yeah, pretty much on Family Guy. And I work for Nickelodeon. I do Danny Phantom and stuff like that. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so nuts.
In studio, we've got Dat Phan and Clara Bell, who you could be seeing tonight, 8 o'clock, over there at the Fantasy Springs Improv. Guys, thank you so much for coming on by. Again, let's get the websites out there again. It's datphan.com.
Yeah, DATPHAN.com. It tells you, it has the poster on there, has the link to the Fantasy website. And yeah, you guys can find out about my next movies coming out and all this stuff. Check out our show live while we're out here. And also, you know, thank you, Jason Tank, for having us on the show. And also a little bit of spice right over in the corner. My Asian sister. Right
that's
there.
Right. You can't forget about our interns.
and then we also have Clara that's going to be with us too.
Yes. What's your website?
ClaraComic.com or it's MySpace.com/FunnyFrench.
Ooh.
It's a little bit easier to remember.
Funny French?
Funny French, yeah.
On MySpace? Can you add me as a friend?
Oh, because I'm French. I didn't say that. Because I want people to like me. I forgot to mention that. Yes. But I love it here.
Awesome. Now, are you originally from France? Come on. Oh, so
yeah, I had to show IDs yesterday to people at the shows because they didn't believe I was French. So
really,
I had to show them my embassy card. I am French. I was born and raised in France, and I've been living here for a few years now.
And you did comedy in France before you came to New York?
No,
you didn't. Oh, really?
I just grew up.
You just grew up there, and it was like, okay, hey, well, this place over here is really funny.
I went to college in the States, and then I stayed.
Oh, where'd you go to college?
College of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, you went to South Carolina. I was stationed in South Carolina. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yep. It's the only place where you get, you know, sentences into one word.
Word.
No, I dated a girl in North Carolina, and she's like, she's a G yet. I'm like, what? She's like, did you eat? Like, yeah. She made it one word. It was bizarre.
Yeah, I remember when I was over there and I was talking to a clerk and they were like, you have a fun accent. And I'm like, yeah, I'm from Oregon. You know, and they're like, where's that? And I'm like, it's West Coast. No, you got California, Washington. Didn't get a clue.
Oregon. You're like, you know, we had a video game about it. You know, we had a trail coming up from where you're at. And the settlers stopped, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
We've got Dat Phan in studio along with Clara Bell. You could be seeing them tonight over there at the Improv at the Fantasy Springs. And tomorrow night, got two shows. 8 o'clock tonight, 8 and 10 tomorrow night. And I've got some tickets to give away. You want a pair? I'll give you a pair right now. Be caller at number 7 is for tomorrow night's show, the 10 o'clock show. You want something to do tomorrow night? Well, try the Improv and be